home instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
First of all, just tell me why falling is so, you know, such an important thing to concentrate on and to try and help people with.
Well, it does happen day to day, unfortunately, particularly at this time of year. So we're approaching winter, the nights are drawing in quicker, the weather's changing, you know, there's lots of leaves around, it's wet, you know, as we experienced early this morning, you know, there was a frost. All of these kind of things can increase the risk of falling, particularly outside of the home. But as we get older, there is an increased risk of falling inside the home as well. You know, as we get older, our muscles decrease in strength, which affects our mobility. We see a decreased range in motion, so it's harder to pick things up off the floor or to reach things off the top shelf. And our reflexes are slightly slower as well. So the chances of actually trying to catch yourself if you are falling are reduced. The consequences of having a fall for an older person are slightly greater as well. I mean, something like, I think it's a third of people over the age of 65 will experience a fall in any given year, and a quarter of those that do fall will require medical treatment. So you can see that it's not something that just happens occasionally, it happens all of the time.
I don't think people realise that. You know, I think some people just take falls as being a simple thing. You know, you fall, you get back up, but it's not the case, especially for older people. Like you said, you know, the muscles aren't working as well as they used to and things like that, and it's harder for them to just pick themselves back up, and sometimes they can really hurt themselves when they do fall.
They can, and for those that really hurt themselves, that can be everything from, you know, a gash or something that requires stitches through to broken bones. Our bones are more brittle as we get older, so the chances of having a fracture are increased anyway. There was a report out this week that said for every 10 days in bed that an older person has, they experience muscle wastage equivalent to 10 years in age.
Oh my gosh.
So wow. You can see that then the recovery afterwards is that much more difficult for people. It contributes to a loss of confidence in people. So people stop going out, they get more isolated, and ultimately it can lead to a loss of independence. So it's really important to try and reduce the fall happening in the first place, because the consequences are really quite serious.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously speaking of reducing and preventing people from falling, what sort of things can people be aware of? Can people change for them to not completely reduce it, because there's always going to be a chance of it happening, but obviously make a difference in how often it could happen?
Yeah, there are some, you know, tips for staying safe, you know, when you're out and about, and for keeping steady on your feet. Most importantly is to exercise regularly, because actually if you focus on activities that challenge your balance and strengthen your bones, this can help prevent you having a major fall or basically breaking a bone. Even if it's doing gardening, dancing, Tai Chi, or even attending special balance and stability classes. The other thing to watch out for is that it could be your medication. Maybe the medication that you're on is making you feel dizzy or faint. So again, it's good to go and speak to your GP or pharmacist. The other thing is to eat foods that contain calcium, such as milk, yogurts, cheese, fortified soy products and canned fish. And then we've got the importance of vitamin D, which we naturally get from sunshine. And again, that helps to absorb the levels of calcium into our bodies as well. Check for home hazards as well, because, you know, it could be the rug that's loose in the kitchen or in the bathroom that might trip you up. Place items on shelves that are up to your waist height, so you don't have to overstretch either. And it might be an idea to have a letter tray put onto your postbox, which can avoid you reaching down to pick up your mail in the morning. Other tips around the home include maybe getting a bag of rock salt, so you're ready to put it on the paths when the weather does get particularly icy. Try and get your moss cleared as well, because that could be very slippery, along with the leaves. Be careful when you get up as well, because we always say to our clients, count to three before you actually stand up, because if you get up too quickly, your blood pressure falls as you get up. So again, just take your time to get up. Don't rush to get up to answer the phone either. It might even be a good idea to have a mobile next to you or a cordless phone. Look after your feet as well, really important. Make sure that you've got good fitting slippers in the house that have a good grip on them. Don't walk around with your socks on or tights, because again, that can be very slippery underfoot. And for your shoes going out and about, make sure that they have a good rubber sole. Avoid leather, because that can be very slippery, especially in the winter months. So yeah, it's just making sure that you are looking out for these potential hazards and speaking to the health professionals who can help.
One of the key things that we do, and one of the reasons that families do approach us for our services, is as people get older and they find things more difficult, sometimes just an extra pair of hands is what people need, and that's exactly what we can provide. We take people out shopping, we help around with the more physical things around the house, and also over a period of time we can work with our clients to make the environment a safer place. So, you know, that's pretty much what we do. We're called Home Instead because we want to keep people home instead of what the alternatives are.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, if people do want to get in touch, if people, like you said, just want a helping hand, want some tips and advice on things, how can they get in touch?
They can give us a call on 01423 774490, or they can send us an email at harrogate@homeinstead.co.uk.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.